107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Let's continue our conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Now, Martin, I've got a note here. I know Stratford Public Library is a welcoming place, but we've got a note here for Stratford Public Library. Welcome. What's this?
Yes,
about?
And once again, a shout out to Krista Robinson and her amazing crew at the Stratford Public Library. This ties into the welcoming of new residents to Stratford. They've done an amazing job. They have welcome nights. I know I've been in past where you go over and individuals that are new to Stratford, and I've met many where they're new from the States or they're new from Ottawa or India, wherever they come to the library, and they, you know, they mingle and talk about their journeys back to Stratford. Maybe some are revisiting, maybe it's the first time, but certainly I want to bring the attention of a new program to help residents feel welcome and at home in Stratford. It includes a Welcome to Stratford, a guide for new residents, which includes a website, a brochure, which I have a copy of this morning, a welcome package to assist those individuals in a smoother transition to their home, their new home in Stratford. And so they have packages put together that can be picked up at the public library starting October the 7th. I wanted to mention this because I'm sure Krista will be in, but I wanted to mention this. That's coming up October the 7th. Those packages can be picked up at the Stratford Public Library. The website, I think it might include yours truly. I'm not sure, but I'll have to take a look. But certainly the brochure does. And I mentioned the brochure because you can pick them up at the Stratford Public Library, City Hall at Stratford, and Destination Stratford. And it's all about welcoming individuals to Stratford and helping in that transition.
Oh, very good. What a great idea. And Speaking of which, and newcomers breakfast and tour.
Yeah, it's coming up quick. You know, you start the planning of this, and I put this out to our community services department, who are amazing individuals that do so many community service activities in our town, not just sports, but a lot of different activities. I put this out to them, several months ago, and they said, well, why don't we do something together? And so this involves a mayor's breakfast for our newcomers. That's at 8:30 in the morning. We're going to start with a Canadian-style breakfast and add in dietary choices of our newcomers, food items that they would eat at breakfast. And, you know, last week I went into the ESL class at Stratford District, and talk to young kids and, hey, say, what do you usually eat for breakfast? Well, I eat this and I have that. And so we're trying to incorporate that in the menu. That starts at 8:30. It's in the newly renovated. It is gorgeous. Where the former Bingo Hall was, it's now called the Community Hall, newly renovated. It's a beautiful hall. So we're going to start with the breakfast there at 8:30. I think there might be a few more spots left, but there's been great registration for that. It carries on. This reminds me of the Seinfeld episode where the bus tour, and they take a bus tour to different sites, I think in New York City, but we're having a bus tour that takes the residents to landmarks and different resources in the community that they might utilize as they become permanent residents in Stratford. And so that bus tour, there's two buses, one hosted by myself and one hosted by another individual. And that will end up at Queen's Park, where it's going to be a celebration of cultural diversity. And there's going to be, and this is where everyone in the community is welcome. There's going to be music, dances, interactive activities, children's games, but it's all to bring those cultural entities of our newcomers, showcasing them for our residents of Stratford. So I welcome all residents of Stratford up to Queen's Park just around noon, and to participate in that and hear and see. There'll be food trucks as well, and to taste all that's special about our newcomers. And once again, a huge shout out to our community services department and the mayor's office. I know Lindsay Van Gestel does a ton and on my behalf, so a big shout out to her and that department as well. but take part in that newcomers breakfast tour and cultural events this Saturday morning.
Oh my gosh, so much going on. Great initiatives, great ideas. And speaking of which, the Youth Action Committee.
Yeah, another person that I can't thank enough for all of his involvement in Stratford is Constable Darren Fisher. There's a guy that that certainly bleeds Stratford and so many. He's got his fingerprints on so many things, and one of them, and it touches my soul because of my past connection to education and continue a big warm spot in my heart with regards to how are we engaging youth. And a reminder of an event taking place tonight at City Hall in the auditorium, a beautiful location that more and more individuals are using in our community. Tonight from 6 to 6:30, Darren is welcoming in youth and individuals and organizations that engage youth just for, you know, the initial conversation. What does youth action look like in our community? Our youth have so much to offer, and we need to provide platforms for them to offer those talents up. So I look forward to attending tonight and just being part of and being there and being a listener, a learner of, you know, how we're going to engage our youth. So Constable Fisher, if you're listening, my thanks go out to you for the many things you do, and we'll see you this evening.
You bet. So much going on. It's City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma, and I've got a note here about a technical training group here.
You know, TTG Stratford. Yeah. I've been involved with TTG Stratford, and it facilitates youth, and we'll talk about youth in this, but also, you know, individuals that are not so youthful anymore. But as I've said, I've been involved with this organization since my days in education and continued. And their mandate is to promote skilled trades. You know, we used to fill the void with skilled trade shortages by immigration from Europe. And, you know, those men and women would come from Europe with those skill sets and you know, fill that void. We know that's not happening today. We know that that skill set is needed in those European countries. So it falls on us and organization, a not-for-profit organization like TTG in Stratford, to train and retrain individuals and to encourage them and to expose them to the values of skilled trades in our community. And so whether that's welding, carpentry, plumbing, manufacturing, you know, our TTG organization respond to the needs of our community, our manufacturing, both in Stratford and across Perth County as well. So I was proud to be invited to a final class of a pre-apprenticeship program where trainees were just heading out the very next day to their first placement in local industry and businesses, you know, where there was their first on-site, you know, I'm ready to go. Here, you know, this is the practical next step in my journey in the career of skilled trade. So that particular training took place at St. Michael's Secondary School after hours. And then the next evening, I had a chance to go to Stratford District, where they were fully engaged with the apprenticeship training program for welding and manufacturing. So I want to send out a huge thank you to the team at TTG and the amazing instructors. Mm-hmm. And what struck me the most that evening, and Brandy Buncho, if you're listening, an amazing young lady. I remember her as a student at Northwestern, now involved in the trades, but giving back and inviting women into the trades. And there I walked in the door and go, "Oh, Brandy, there you are." And I remember her sitting in my office saying, "Mr. Ritzma, I want to be a welder." I said, "Here we go." And so there she is engaging women. And so many women moving into that trade. Congratulations to our TTG group and You know, I just look forward to that that continued impact into the skilled trades in our community.
Yeah, thanks for that. It's been a pleasure chatting with the folks from TCG. Oh. They do amazing work in Stratford and Perth County. And we've got details about municipal shared services.
Yeah, this is something that people maybe or may not know. We do share a number of services between the county, St. Mary's and Stratford. There's efficiencies of us working together. So there are different services that perhaps the county takes and they run with it. There are other and provide those services for Stratford, St. Mary's, and the county, of course. And then there are services that Stratford provides. And as I said, there's efficiency. And I just want to spotlight too, if I could. And we, in turn, then once a month, we get together as municipal leaders and we talk about those services and have updates of what they're doing, where they're at with their budget, what they're doing with regards to grant dollars and providing services. So I want to just feature two. One is our social services department of the City of Stratford oversees and provides services for Ontario Works, Children's Services, social housing, and homelessness. And I just want to talk about a contract that was just renewed with OneCare on behalf of St. Mary's, the county, and Stratford, with OneCare, providing services, homemaker and nurses services, in-home services. And that's to allow those individuals that, of course, do qualify for these services to stay in their residence longer. You know, last week we talked about the building of a senior's residence and long-term care in Stratford. But we also talked about having people stay in place and age in their home as long as possible. And this affords that opportunity. And so we have individuals from OneCare providing services for home care and self-care skills that they teach our residents so they can age at home longer. And so that's one that's provided through the City of Stratford. And the other that we mentioned last week was the paramedic services. And that's provided through Chief Adair and the county. And I shared last week that we were the recipient of grant dollars for unloading patients as they're coming into our local hospital, whether it's Stratford General or St. Mary's General. But we know through Chief Adair that the prime or the goal is 6 to 8 minutes of offloading. And we know there have been challenges with staffing, and so that paramedics sit with the patient in their ambulance and wait for that transition. And we know that there have been challenges with offload times. And so once again, I remind our community that the six to eight minutes is ideal. Those numbers or that time frame is coming down based on some grant dollars provided from the province to assist with designated staff to unload. So those are two services that come through shared services, municipal shared services that benefit the county, St. Mary's, and Stratford.
We'll hear more from City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma later this hour, right here, 107.1 CJCS FM.